This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State was defeated in its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz, marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the U.S. will have a role ahead.
Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, and some type of supplies and arms. And this is a model for letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off a crippled cruise ship after it sent out a Mayday call off the coast of Norway Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a Mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As many as